Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv and Charlie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, tonight, Tuesday the 11th of August, is Census Night. Yay! Huge day for data nerds as the Australian Bureau of Statistics gathers information about every single person that's in the country right now. Every person, that is, apart from Vietnamese Prime Minister Lê Minh Hung, who is in Canberra on a diplomatic visit but is exempt from participating in the census as a foreign diplomat. For everyone else, there are 66 questions to answer concerning age, income, and ancestry. There are also some new questions this year on sexual orientation, sex recorded at birth, and gender. The fine for not completing the census is up to $364 a day, so remember to either fill it out online or on paper today. Unfortunately, if you're nosy like me, you'll have to wait until June 2027 for the results of the census to be made public and to find out how many people really live in the apartment above you.
Thousands of marine plant plugs will be removed from the land beside the Murucci River, thanks to a new state government approval for an 104-hectare development. The State Assessment and Referral Agency has approved Stockland's application to move 4,190 salt couch divots from donor areas at Pacific Paradise. This will cause a disturbance of about 132 square metres and remove a, quote, inevitable number of juvenile mangroves. As a part of this agreement, Stockland is required to establish a new marine plant area to offset the removal. The plants will be used to help establish a salt marsh within a master plan community, Twin Waters West, a site that has received considerable community backlash.
In national news, South Australian reservoirs have seen their highest inflows over 24 hours in nearly a decade, thanks to lightning, heavy rain and hail across Morialta Conservation Park. About 18 billion litres flowed into the reservoir system, lifting the combined storage level by 9% to 73% of capacity and bringing waterfalls in the Adelaide Hills to life. Watcher Futures and Security Senior Manager Ashley Kingsborough said that, quote, this was the highest daily volume of combined reservoir inflows since September 2016. He said, quote, we will continue working in partnership with the Bureau of Meteorology to monitor forecast rain and water levels in our reservoirs to guide any potential releases of water. Bushwalkers visiting the site are urged to stay on trails and stay behind guardrails thanks to heightened danger.
Two cables in the submarine cable protection zone near Perth have experienced faults over the weekend, prompting a call to action. The cables in close proximity to each other are vital for international communication between Australia and the rest of the world. Cable company Subco said that the faults were a concerning development, calling for the Australian Federal Police to investigate. David Brewster, Senior Research Fellow at the National Security College at the Australian National University, deemed the cables vital, with 16 of them carrying 99% of our international communications. She said, quote, it's really fundamental to the Australian economy and our daily life, and if they were to be disrupted or cease, it would have a massive impact on our country.
In international news, a US judge has fined Meta $567 million, equivalent to $803 million Australian dollars, for its failure to warn the public about the dangers that its platforms pose to children. In handing down the largest fine against the company, Judge Brian Beachsheed said that the social media giant is a, quote, public nuisance, comparing it to air pollution, and that it must put the money in a fund aimed at reducing future harms. Meta was also ordered to enact measures including ensuring no account belonging to a minor is recommended to an adult and ensuring that no adult can message an underage user. A spokesperson for Meta said, quote, we disagree with the ruling and will appeal, and, quote, we remain confident in our record of protecting teens online. Meta is currently facing thousands of lawsuits in the US over similar issues. Earlier this year, it lost a landmark case in which it was held liable for building addictive platforms.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is a nice clear 18 degrees, and we're looking at a high of 22 today with no expected rain. That sunshine is giving me a warm inner glow, but it's not nearly as warm as the glow I got when I subscribed to 4ZZZ, and that's as easy as popping onto 4ZZZ.org.au/support to join me this Radiothon.
Yay, Radiothon!
Now that's all your news for 11 a.m, and we'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.